just as I was about to bolt, Luca stepped up beside me, taking me by the elbow.
"You're not having thoughts of running, are you?"
he asked.
"The church is full of some of New York's most powerful people. And you wouldn't want to disappoint them now, would you?"
I turned to face him, forcing a weak smile onto my face. "No, Uncle Luca, of course not. This was my sole purpose for being born. Right." He squinted and frowned, nodding his head slightly. A rare reaction to my sarcasm. Luca was the one walking me down the aisle because most people didn't know that Victor Volkov was my father. Despite everything, I was happy Luca was here. For some reason, I trusted him, at least a little, to keep me safe. I glanced up the stairs, wondering if my legs would even carry me. They were shaking like jelly. My uncle placed one hand around my waist and took my arm. Then we slowly made our way up the stairs, the wind catching my veil and sending a chill down my spine. As we walked, Luca had to support my weight. His expression was as impassive as usual, while he kept us moving forward. We reached the top of the stairs and then the doors leading to the narthex. Bianca and Carlotta had already entered and should be heading down the aisle. Two men stood on either side of the doors, ready to open them. The string quartet started playing the bridal chorus. Just before I stepped forward, a soft whistle caught my attention. I snapped my head to the left and spotted Lucian standing at the corner of the portico. He gave me a barely noticeable nod before disappearing to the side of the building. Luca made a gesture to the men at the doors, and they opened them in unison. All the guests stood, fixing their eyes on me. Heat rose to my cheeks, spreading through my whole body. Luca turned and pretended to fix my veil, smiling at me.
"Pay attention,"
he said. Then he tucked my arm over his, and we crossed into the narthex. I started to ask him what he meant, but he only enigmatically whispered,
"You will know."
The tension in the church was palpable, and other than the music, it was deadly silent. We slowly made our way across the narthex. No, no, no. I couldn't marry Frankie Moretti. My eyes scanned for an escape, and I tried to pull away, but Luca had a firm hold and was all but dragging me down the aisle. My mind raced as I frantically tried to find a way out. I visualized how the rooms on either side of the sanctuary were laid out. To my left was the sacristy and the vestry, and to the right was a cloakroom, with the door leading out to the side of the building. That was my only hope for escaping. But I would have to dart past Frankie and his groomsmen to get there. When we crossed from the narthex into the sanctuary, my breath caught. There were so many faces I didn't recognize, and I assumed most of the men were carrying guns. I had no idea who among them would care if I were murdered in broad daylight, but I guessed most of them wouldn't blink an eye. It was up to me to save myself. My eyes darted from side to side while my feet dragged, desperate to find a way out. Then I saw Frankie, and bile rose in my throat. This couldn't be happening. Not him, not now. I swallowed hard. A few more steps and we were in front of the priest and next to Frankie. Luca lifted my veil over my head and kissed my cheeks. My feet felt like they were made of concrete as he turned and placed my hand in Frankie's sweaty palm. My future husband's hand seared into mine, and tears threatened to spill over. Frankie turned toward the priest, towing me along. Father Russo began with the sign of the cross and a greeting. I glanced over my shoulder as he started the opening prayer and saw Victor, Valentina, and Alina sitting stoically, as if they didn't know me. Only a few feet away. Painful childhood memories flashed through my mind. Then I caught sight of Nick behind them, on the end of the pew, and froze. Frankie tugged on my hand, trying to bring my attention back to the priest, but my eyes were locked on Nick. I could always read his features like a book. Something bad was about to go down. He was nervous, worried even. Nick never got nervous. My bottom lip quivered. Terror surged through me, Just as I turned back toward Father Russo, a gunshot echoed through the sanctuary. Time stopped. Everything slowed down, each second seeming to last an eternity.